Hey, everybody, exclusively here on the Charlie Kirk Show, we have a Michigan whistleblower, Jen Lindsay Cooper, who saw some things that could only be described as illegal happening in the vote counting process in Detroit, Michigan. She's a friend and a friend of the show, and she is here to tell her story, and it's horrifying what she describes. It is incredible how she saw people filling in ballots that were not military ballots in a way that could only be described as fraudulent. Please consider supporting our program at charliekirk.com/support, charliekirk.com/support. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Are you guys hungry? I bet you are. Good Ranchers is the place to get your next meal. Good Ranchers has the top quality meat from across the country. It's really incredible. We had a whole box of Good Ranchers beef and meat come to our office, and people have been cooking, they have been eating, and they really like it. It's very, very good. Americans on average throw away 40% of all meat purchased from grocery stores due to spoilage. With Good Ranchers cutting-edge technology, you can kiss spoilage goodbye. Each item is individually wrapped and flash frozen to lock in that juicy American goodness. For the price of a family going out to dinner, you can fill your freezer with quality meats with GoodRanchers.com. Don't waste your money on cheap cuts and overseas beef. Buying from the other guys, get the American beef cuts your family deserves with Good Ranchers. Buy today at GoodRanchers.com. That's GoodRanchers.com. GoodRanchers.com. Use the promo code Charlie, C-H-A-R-L-I-E, to save $20 off your purchase. That's GoodRanchers.com right now to use the promo code Charlie. Save $20 off for a limited time only. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Charlie. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of The Charlie Kirk Show. We are joined today with Jen Lindsay Cooper. Jen, welcome to The Charlie Kirk Show. Tell us your story. Tell us what you've been seeing from the front lines. Our listeners and our viewers would be very interested to hear this.
Thank you, Charlie. It's an honor to be here, and thanks for all you're doing. I saw you at a fundraiser and went on home and applied to work my own city in some capacity. So I was chosen in the city of Waterford and trained to count absentee votes and did so on election day for about 18 hours. So the protocols there were extremely rigid with the arching message. We want no semblance of impropriety. We were sequestered in a room. And I was paired with a partner who I spent the entire 18 hours with, to the point where we had to actually go to the restroom together. No internet. Our phones were taken and put in black box of some kind. And so, you know, I definitely had a hardcore experience with how our absentee system works, how it needs to work, how it has to work. And at the sort of the tail end, we also did the military votes, which are done with your Democrat partner and a supervisor. The ballots are checked out one at a time, which maybe on a larger scale is different. And then they are executed very carefully. They look a very specific way. So when I got home at 1 a.m, I slept for a few hours. And, you know, we received some messaging from different channels that they needed some help with challenging down in Detroit at the center there. And I went on down there. So that was nothing like my experience in Waterford. And I saw quite a bit of impropriety on the floor there.
Can you help us just with specifics of what you saw when you went down to Detroit? And you have an affidavit here that you signed that details some of that. Just help walk us through that.
Right. So the affidavit is specific to my experience watching a military count. A military duplication is what they were saying they were doing. So counter will come up to get blank ballots. Like I said, in Waterford, this was done one at a time here. We would kind of gather there. So someone that was taking blank ballots would be followed usually by a challenger they're very important, and they would carry them back to the table. So in that specific instance, I watched these ballots go back to a table, table 16. And they were just sat there. There was no one doing anything with them. They were just sitting there. So we're watching them sit there, very unusual right there. You know, not okay in the the next thing that happened was the lady that had come over and took them and placed them in it was marked problem ballots, challenging, hey, you know, excuse me, you know, polite process. What are you doing with these blank ballots? Why are they in the problem? You know, what's going to happen here? So at that point, you get the Democrat challengers. At that point, from my experience, was a very tall man came over and started to, you know, ask her, is this Karen bothering you? Do you feel safe with her? And you start to experience this, wait a minute, you know, this is just a process, you know, sort of the teaching of our counters to personalize this. Like it creates hostility. It's like, it's not hostile. What are you doing with the blank ballots and the problem, you know? And she was a little flustered too. And so she picked those up. And then the next thing you know, these 5 to 7 blanks are being tucked underneath what looks like maybe a poll book or just some lined paper. And so this whole thing is very improper, right? It's very improper. So what's going on with these? I'm waiting for my supervisor. We're going to do militaries, right? So, okay. She's joined by two women and one of them pulls a standard long ballot from a pile. Now, it's important to understand the way a military vote comes to you. It comes in packaging, like all kinds of different packaging, paravon, you know, tape around it. It comes from someone serving. So it comes to you and you take a letter over and you open it. There was no packaging. Now, inside of a military ballot, everyone I saw is an 8x10 piece of paper that service person has signed, along with an 8x10 Xerox of a ballot. And this is what you're duplicating. These things go together. You look at the signature in front of another party member and a supervisor. So what I was witnessing, a ballot, one calling it out to the other and calling the three that I saw executed were called for Joe Biden and Democrats down the line. So the whole thing was wildly improper. I don't believe they were even military votes of any kind, in which case this would be a manufacturing a vote. It was just completely improper. So on the floor, the recourse that you have there is to take notes and to, there were some attorneys on the floor. You would call them over and they would just observe with you and say, you know, take a note. In the meantime, the Democratic challengers that were around were just really there to cause, you know, hostility, dissension, distraction. I never saw one challenge anything. So, you know, all of that was just very disturbing and nowhere near creating no semblance of impropriety.
Sometimes small changes can make the biggest difference. So I'm going to talk about something you might be a little surprised. Socks. Changing your socks can make a huge difference in your daily walks or while hitting the links on the golf course. Runners worldwide have made Features, F-E-E-T-U-R-E-S, Features, their sock of choice. And by the way, I tried it on. It's unbelievable. So comfortable. Nice fit. It's terrific. I can tell you that Features is a really great product. Really is. They have a lifetime guarantee for Features. They're so durable and long-lasting that if you're unsatisfied at any point, they'll give you a replacement pair. No questions asked. Features is a proudly family-owned business. Hugh Gaithner founded the company in 2002, and now he and his sons Joe and John own and operate the company in North Carolina. Their mission is to create products that help you achieve your personal best. Features socks will change how you feel about your socks forever. And you can get $10 off your first pair of Features when you use the code KIRK, K-I-R-K, at features.com. That's F-E-E-T-U-R-E-S.com, promo code KIRK, K-I-R-K, for $10 off your first pair of Features.
So you say here in line 9, they filled in ballots. Is that right? Yeah.
That's what it appears to me. I can't speak to what they are actually doing, but when you duplicate a ballot, right, when you're going to duplicate a military ballot, you get you started from the very, very beginning in the letter that the the service man or woman sent in. There was none of that. So they were saying we're doing these militaries. They're really just pulling a long regular ballot from a pile and reading it out to someone who's transcribing it onto yet a new ballot. And that ballot goes into the counter. The military, so they have no military ballot. And you know, what was it? I don't know. It was not correct military process. Believe me, I mean, for you do this for long enough, you understand the process very well. And that was not any, there was no military ballot that I saw. And
so,
three of them were processed in front of me. The other blank ballots just disappeared.
So they were probably, so based on your observation, these were non-military ballots that were being duplicated, or they were just filling them in. That's illegal, right?
I would say that would be very illegal.
But I thought you said there were lawyers around. Why did no one stop this?
Right. So the lawyers on the floor, you can raise your hand and summon a lawyer. And, you know, basically they just, you know, tell you you need to fill out these documents, which do turn into affidavits. Right. But and I sought out, where I needed to go to make sure that this information was properly transcribed the way you can see it now, the way it appears in the suit, because that's what I saw, and it wasn't right. There were other things that I observed on the floor that was, you know, really to me the most alarming. And there are many, many affidavits that people that were watching scanners, and had different experiences than mine. That was my experience. I saw lots of chain of custody of ballot, just basically non-existent. A woman, a supervisor, really just walking around with one in her hand. I never saw the exterior envelope of the absentee ballot, which is also a very important part of this process. When you receive ballots at a counting table, the first thing you do is balance them, okay? You balance them in their exterior envelope, meaning here's 100 ballots. Great. We're going to count them with my opposing party partner and make sure that they are 100 ballots before we even look at them. So I didn't see any exterior packaging. There were loose ballots in the secrecy sleeve, no exterior packaging. That stuff is, we save that. That has to be rebundled. Once the ballot comes out and you tear off the top in a series and it goes to counting, we still save those exteriors, of course. So I didn't see any of those anywhere.
And so it's not incorrect to conjecture that these might have been just civilian ballots that they were filling in?
They could have been just dummies. I have no idea, but they weren't militaries. I don't know where the ballot A was coming in to say it was a military ballot and turning into a duplicate ballot that was going in a counting machine.
Only if it was a military ballot would it be correct and okay to fill it in. Is that right? Is that in essence?
That's my experience. I have duplicated any other type of ballot, and they told me when I challenged on numerous times that they were doing militaries. We're waiting for my supervisor. We're going to execute. They didn't use the word execute. I used the word execute a military ballot because that's what I was trained. We're going to do the military ballots. Day after the election day, which is the day I was there on 11/4, it was, you know, the police came in. They boarded up the windows. This was happening at this time. And I think that they were definitely working to get the Republican challengers out of there. I know I left about 4 o'clock, not wanting to be anywhere near there at dark because it was very contentious and scary.
In our fast-paced world, it's time to make reading a priority. At least it used to be. A new app called Thinker, you guys have heard me talk about it, thinker.org/Charlie, T-H-I-N-K-R, has solved that problem by summarizing the key ideas from new and noteworthy fiction, giving you access to an entire library of great books in bite-sized form. Read or listen to hundreds of titles in a matter of minutes, including old classics like Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. If you want to challenge your preconceptions, expand your horizons, and what? Become a better thinker. Go to thinker.org/Charlie. That's thinkr.org/Charlie to start an extended free trial and put your mind in motion.
Yeah. And so they were making an environment for Republican poll watchers that they did not want to be there. Almost pseudo, very dangerous, right? And intimidating and harassing. And so can you contrast the experience you had in the Waterford – I think you said Waterford versus the one at TCF Center?
Oh, it was a 180. You know, it was so very secure. We were very sequestered. We were, you know, it was an honor. It was an honor. There was no hostility or contention. You know, the gal I spent the day with, you know, we became buddies. We were all there to serve this country in our voting process. It was at nothing and no appearance of what I saw downtown. And that's part of the reason it was so disturbing and so upsetting to see this disrespectful of people to each other, of our processes, of our checks and balances, and the things that we have in place to guard our election process. Willy-nilly. And I feel that some of that was intentional and distracting and, you know, that it was created. You know, and there were a lot of great people down there doing the same thing I was trying to do in Waterford, which is serve. But it was completely different.
Yeah.
And, you know, immediately you had a sense of, you know, what's going on here? What is going on here? How is this happening? How is this taking place?
So the last question I'll have is this, is you saw how one process was done in the second process. Just based on the evidence that you saw and just the feel of it, does it feel as if there was something nefarious happening at TCF Center, that there was just something that wasn't exact, that there might have been some cutting of the corners and, dare we say, some cheating?
Affidavit if you don't feel that things were wrong and wrong against our country, wrong against every person that votes, no matter what party you're in, you want to pay attention to this. No, I would not be coming forward. It felt very nefarious. It felt like there was all kinds of different things going on, but you weren't really sure. So you had to go to where you had knowledge. And there were places and things that I saw where I'm like, huh, this seems weird. Let me call over someone that was here yesterday. Is this normal? You know, so it was at every turn. You know, it was the whole feeling, but it was the actual things that people saw that were trained to look. 100%. I hate to say it. It's very sad.
Well, I want to thank you for wanting to be a poll watcher. And just for everyone listening and watching, you wanted to do the right thing. You poll watched in a very just normal place to do it, where it wasn't chaos. Then you went down to the TCF.
Counted in my city. So I have the experience of being a counter, like the people that are on the floor that I was watching. I did their job. So I know.
And it was just like a different country almost.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, and then you were intimidated and harassed, and you probably saw voter fraud right in front of you, which inexplicably ballots were being filled out with no explanation at all whatsoever. So I want to thank you for your commitment to our country. And, you know, we're going to keep looking into this and just hopefully we can get to the bottom of this.
Thank you, Charlie. Thanks for all you guys are doing.
You bet. God bless. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you want to support us, charliekirk.com/support. We are traveling the country right now, and we'll be back in our normal schedule hopefully very soon. If you want us to answer your Ask Me Anything questions, email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. God bless.